From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We begin this hour in the state of Iowa, where some of the strongest Democratic presidential candidates are focusing on, well, their perceived weaknesses. Today, Senator Barack Obama asserted his readiness for office, saying he would change foreign policy and protect national security. He was joined by Anthony Lake, national security advisor to President Clinton, and other members of that administration. Here's Senator Obama today.
There are moments when we're called to stand up for what is right, even if it's not popular, because that's what makes us stronger and safer. There are moments when new challenges demand new American leadership. This is one of those moments.
Senator Hillary Clinton is trying to show her personable side. She visited a Hy-Vee grocery store with her husband and basketball legend Magic Johnson. A crowd of young basketball players was attentive to the power couple and awed by Johnson. At one point, Bill Clinton wandered off and drew camera crews and reporters. The campaign redirected them toward Magic and the candidate.
It's a little hard for me. It's not easy for me to talk about myself. I'd rather talk about Magic, But I think that by having people who have known me and who can talk about, what I do when the lights are off, when the cameras are gone, maybe that'll give a little bit of insight that will kind of round out who I am as a person as well as what kind of leader I'll be. Thanks,
all right,
everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Joining me now are two NPR reporters who are logging a lot of miles following these candidates. David Greene is with Senator Clinton and Robert Smith is with Senator Obama. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
David, I'm going to start with you. It sounds like there was a lot going on at that Hy-Vee store this morning.
It was a crazy scene. A lot of very stunned shoppers, people trying to just buy some products in the morning. Once Bill Clinton drew all that attention in one of the aisles and the campaign finally got people back over to talk to Senator Clinton, she sort of went through what this week has been about for her. She's been trying to show a very human side, trying to reach out to Iowa voters and say it's not just about experience, but if you see me, with the cameras away, when the lights, when the recorders are away, I have a side that you might not know about. And that's what the message she's really been trying to send this week.
Robert, I want to turn to you now. This contrast between these two candidates seems both marked and a bit ironic. Clinton is running on experience and ties that she has and lessons that she learned in the Clinton administration. And there's Barack Obama at the same time presenting what he says will be a fresh face, a change in direction, but appearing with some of the officials from the Clinton administration.
Absolutely. And this was Obama's chance to do a little bit of a moment of foreign policy gravitas. And that was the interesting thing that these former Clinton advisors talked about is not necessarily about what Senator Obama has done, but the way in which Senator Obama thinks, his judgment, his vision, his leadership. It was more of a sort of a personal testament to their connections with Senator Obama than really an endorsement of his list of foreign policy objectives.
Now, a question for both of you, because you're there, you're following the candidates, you get a chance to hear them on the stump actually talking to voters. I'm interested in voters' impressions after they actually see the candidate. David, you at the Hy-Vee store, and Robert, you, what you actually hear from voters when they've actually heard from Senator Obama.
Well, voters afterwards, at least those who are undecided, seem to be convinced of the need for a change. But one woman I talked to last night said, change, change, change. All I hear about is change. I need proof that Senator Obama can actually make the changes he talks about. So they're looking for Senator Obama to sort of close the deal finally, to not just be inspiring, but to talk about how he's actually going to make the changes happen. That's a little bit what they were trying to do today. But voters clearly want a little bit more of that from Senator Obama.
And David?
And you struck, Michelle, by the number of people who remain undecided. You know, you can come to a Hillary Clinton event, a lot of cheering, a lot of excitement. You catch people afterwards. They say, yeah, I like her, but, there are a couple weeks left. And so there's an air of unpredictability still here in Iowa. There's no doubt about that.
That was NPR's David Greene in Ottumwa and Robert Smith speaking to us from Des Moines. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.